So setting aside kind of any marketing jargon, what do you see as the most important technical elements of modern data architecture? I'll start with you, Shade.
Well, the technical elements are going to be different for each one of us. What's right for me may not be right for you. I have a method that I use to figure that out. Your technical elements are always going to be based on your enterprise data strategy, which is wholly and entirely dependent upon the business outcomes that we exist to generate. So in my world, in our charter, what we have to do is use prescriptive analytics to impact the largest challenges that Cloudera has. That's my charter. That's my business outcome. Another business outcome this year, the headwinds have hit us as well. And so cost optimization and efficiency is very important. So I take these business outcomes and then I filter them down to our enterprise data strategy and alter it accordingly. So our data strategy this year says that we're going to focus on analytics extensibility. We provided great thought leadership last year, especially in our customer data product. So we need to go more broadly across the organization. We need to go deeper. So now I'm ready to talk about the technical elements because I know what I'm delivering and I know how I'm delivering. And so for me, hybrid is number one. Why is that the case? Because I'm regulated. I need to have key workflows and data on-prem, and they have to remain so. But cost optimization, I have to be in the cloud. I have to figure out where to put my workloads, optimize them before I get there, very important. And I need to be able to choose where I put them. We are a global company. My customer's everywhere, so therefore I'm everywhere. My data's everywhere. And that's what Luke was talking about. Multi-cloud is my second technical element. It's very important to me to be able to choose where around the world I run these workloads